It's time to get inside the Giants huddle.
Let's go, back to your huddle.
On Giants.com.
Tempo.
And the Giants mobile app.
Go.
Part of the Giants podcast network.
Yeah. Welcome to the Giants huddle podcast. I'm Bob Papa, and on Sunday, the Giants will retire number 10. Eli Manning's number 10, and Eli joins us here on the podcast. And Eli, obviously, there's a lot of excitement for what's going to happen on Sunday. As it gets closer, are you getting nervous at all for this?
No, I'm not nervous. I'm excited. I'm excited to see some of my old teammates and be there and kind of have one final farewell on the field and to give a thank you to all the people that had an impact on my career with the Giants. And there's so many people to thank, and so I'm just excited to share that with my friends, teammates, and family that'll be there to celebrate with me.
Obviously, the franchise has been around since 1925. Your jersey becomes the 12th jersey to be retired, the first one since Phil Simms' number 11 in 1995. But there's another jersey that's retired, and it's a number 42, and it belongs to Charlie Connerly, a proud Ole Miss player as well. Can you talk about sort of the symmetry of all this with the fact that you and Charlie Connerly, with these forever ties, will both have your jerseys retired by the Giants?
Yeah, it's really special for me. And, I didn't remember Charlie Connerly. He was before my time, but my dad, grew up in Mississippi and loved Charlie Connerly at Ole Miss. And he used to listen to games on the radio of the Giants playing. And his dad loved Charlie Connerly. And so, when I was in Mississippi, at Ole Miss, there's a Charlie Connerly Award that's given to the best football player in the state of Mississippi, which I won two times, and got to form a relationship with his wife, Perry Ann, who just passed away a few months ago. But, she would come up to a Giants game every year. I used to see her and just to kind of hear her stories and about being in New York. And I've read her book of Backseat Quarterback. And so I think it's, love watching old footage of him with the Giants and him and Ole Miss. I think it is special. We both had long careers. I think Charlie played 15 years. I played 16 years for the Giants and quarterbacks from Ole Miss. And he's just a great story and a great human being. And so, it's an honor to be in that same fraternity of jerseys retired with him.
Eli, obviously this career that you had with the Giants has been remarkable, but you know the way the game is. You know the business of the game now in the National Football League. We understand about salary caps. We understand about, teams drafting quarterbacks behind them. How important is it or was it for you to never wear another uniform?
It was important for me, and that's something I think when you get drafted to an organization and you come in, and I think that's always your goal. You always say, hey, I started here. I'd love to, finish my career here. Unfortunately, it doesn't happen all that often just because of everything going on. And you kind of have to make those decisions, whether you want to keep playing or stop. And I just got to, was fortunate enough. I got to the end of my time with the Giants, and I was ready to be done. I didn't want to go play for another organization. I love the Giants organization. I love the fans and the ownership and everything that I've been able to accomplish here and built here. And so it was important for me to end my career here with the Giants. And you kind of see people go do it. Other quarterbacks over the years kind of do it at the end of their career. It usually doesn't work out all that well. My brother did it. Peyton did it, but his was a little different. He had an injury. He wanted to keep playing. He had four more years. I did not have four more years of playing football left in the tank. And so, I was. It's such an honor to be able to say I only played for one organization, and that organization be the New York Giants.
Eli, one of the most remarkable things about your career is availability. And if you take a look at even some of the top quarterbacks that are still playing right now, injuries play a factor. You never missed a game in your Giants career due to an injury. Now that it's all said and done, how many times were you close to maybe not being able to make it?
There's definitely a couple of close calls. Especially 2007, I separated my right shoulder in the first game of the season against the Cowboys. You know, so that was a close, you know, the next few weeks, it was a painful experience in practice but, you know, kind of made it work. And, you know, maybe 2010, I ruptured my plantar fascia in the bottom of my right foot, which is pretty painful. So, you know, that's why, you know, owe a lot of that, to the trainers. I remember on both injuries, you know, doctors say, well, he's probably out 3 to 4 weeks. I remember looking at Ronnie Barnes and Lee Weiss, and I said, you know, we got 6 days to get me ready for this game. So whatever it's going to take, that's my mentality. And so I said, I got a good tip for you at the end of the season. We can make this work. And so, you know, we just kind of, I would come in early. I would stay in late. I'd come in at lunch and just do as much rehab and do everything possible to get ready. So that was always the mindset. And after 6 days I couldn't play, then I knew I did everything possible, but we were always able to get it right and get, you know, well enough to be out there. And that was always important for me, just to be there for my teammates and to be accountable and be available and to, you know, them knowing that, hey, I want to be there. I'm going to do everything possible to be out there with them. And it's going to be painful at times, but, you know, I always thought my, you know, teammates around me, responded to that. I always thought my linemen were blocked a little harder for me that following week, just knowing, hey, he's hurting back there. We got to keep him upright. You know, they took pride in kind of keeping me healthy.
Eli, obviously one of the things that you're known for is your ability to lead the team back, whether the game was tied or you were trailing in the fourth quarter. Some quarterbacks have the knack. Some quarterbacks, it just doesn't always work out for. When you took over late in the game, and you knew you had to drive your team down a win, what would you say are some of the keys to as why you were so successful in doing it when others are not?
You know, I didn't think that was a time you had to give a big rah-rah speech. You know, if your team's not fired up in a fourth quarter for a 2-minute drive to go win the game, then you know, there's something wrong with you. You know, and I think the mentality was, you know, during those moments, this is not the time to be nervous. This is not the time to be scared about losing. It's the opposite. This is the time to be excited for the fact that we're about to go win a football game. We're on the field. We have the opportunity is in our hands. Let's go do it. And so that's something we worked really hard on, you know, with Coach Coughlin. Every Thursday to end practice was a 2-minute drill. And it's the only time we really went live against the starting defense. So they were kind of, you know, running their defense and we were running our offense, but, you know, it was, you know, every time was a different situation. Sometimes we needed touchdowns. Sometimes we needed field goals. Sometimes we had timeouts or no timeouts. It was always different. And it was the most competitive part. And if we didn't succeed, you kind of felt like you lost practice. And we'd always watch it as a group and watch it with the receivers and line and just kind of go over what we could have done better. And we studied with coaches and when to take timeouts and what plays we liked. And so, you know, we just felt good in those situations. And as you do more of them, you just feel confident. You're like, you know, all of a sudden you're going out for those drives. You're saying to yourself, you know, everybody's thinking, hey, you know, we're about to go win this game. This is where we want to be. We want the opportunity to win. And you know, and luckily, unfortunately, we had two opportunities in Super Bowls where we had the ball with around 2 minutes left and needed a score to win a championship. And in those situations, we felt comfortable and were able to go out there and get it done.
Eli, you're going to have, obviously, your family's going to be there on Sunday as the number 10 gets retired. And your mom and dad are going to be there. And I think that's a really cool thing to have them there. You know, people say, you know, you got Peyton and you've got Eli and their dad was a quarterback in the National Football League. You know, it was kind of destined. But can you just talk about, because, you know, as someone who's coaching youth sports and has coached youth sports, can you talk about the role that your father played in helping you develop by not being a football guy, but just being dad?
Yeah, I think before I'll go to my dad, I will give my mom the credit she deserves. She kind of doesn't get a whole lot of recognition because she stays in the background. But, you know, my poor mom has been to more sporting events than any, you know, mother should have to go to, just from us in little leagues to now, you know, watching you know, her two sons and Peyton and I play through college and NFL and my dad through his, you know, college and NFL career. So she has been kind of the rock and the supporter is always there for a hug and you know, never worried anything about football. Just what only cared about if we were safe and happy and those things. But my dad, I think just the way he, it was never his goal to raise a couple quarterbacks and create NFL quarterbacks. He wanted to raise good kids. And I don't remember my dad as a football player. He retired. I was 4 years old. And so I just remember how he treated people, how, you know, people came up and asked for an autograph. He signed the autographs. He took the picture. He shook the hands. And so I learned more from my dad just on how he handled that spotlight, how he treated people, and just how sincere and nice he is as a person. And he kind of put it on us. My dad, he never, said, hey, we're going to throw balls today, or we're going to shoot hoops. You got to, hit 50 free throws before we can have dinner. That was never his style. He wanted us to take responsibility for our own athletics. And we had to go to him and say, Dad, can you come run, 10 slant routes for me? I missed one in the game. Can you do that? And he would always drop what he was doing and go do whatever we asked him to do. But it had to come from us asking him.
Eli, obviously, in wrapping it up, you've been heavily involved in the community with Tackle Kids Cancer. Now you've branched out into broadcaster with Monday Night Football. Are you finding your footing now, now that you're a year removed from being out of the game?
I am. I enjoy, kind of getting back into football, and I enjoy the prep for it and getting to watch film and analyze games. I always enjoyed that part of it while I was playing. And now to get to watch, Monday Night Football with my big brother and Peyton, for us to tell stories and, get to hang out with them. I can't remember. It had been over, 20 something years since we'd probably watched the Monday Night Football together. Now, we get to do it, 10 times every year. And so just enjoying that process, but also enjoy being home, enjoy, not waking up on Monday morning sore and, after taking hits. So, I enjoy going to Giants games and rooting on the Giants and being a fan and going there with my kids and my wife and making that a new tradition in our household.
Well, Eli, obviously you've given fans tremendous thrills. It's been a lot of fun watching you play. Just one final thing. For those who can't be there on Sunday, and for those Giants fans that live around the world, that go to Giants.com and the Giants media platforms to watch Giant content, a message for Giants fans.
Yeah, just a big thank you. Thank you for all your support. During my 16 years, would not be possible without you, cheering for us on Sundays and always having our back after the tough losses. And y'all were tough but fair, I'd say, in your style of being a fan. And y'all expected great things, and you expected us to compete and play hard. And I think that's the way fans should be. But you were always very knowledgeable about the game and demanded great things from us, and we tried to give that to you. So thank you for all the support and being there. And I just can't thank you enough.
Eli, thank you so much for joining us, and enjoy Sunday.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
That's Eli Manning here on the Giants Huddle podcast.